Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg, sitting in our usual spots and hopefully dispensing the usual level of wisdom. Do you ever feel like we set the bar too high for ourselves?
I've bumped my head a couple of times on the bar, and that hurt.
I know, because you're just blown right past all the expectations.
Push it up.
You know, as leaders, we have to have a lot of conversations at a lot of different levels in our organization. We might have to talk to our board. We might have to talk to people who are on the same level as us. We might have to talk to some people that maybe report to us. There's a lot of conversations going on with people. Sometimes those conversations have to be about people. And we run a risk, I think, when we're talking about people, we got to be careful that we don't cross a line into gossip. Mm-hmm. So let's try to give some people maybe some things to think about, maybe just some, I don't know that there's a perfect definition of this part is okay, but then this part you've gone too far. But we do need to be careful about that especially as leaders, when we're setting the example. We don't want to be gossiping about our teammates. We don't want our other team members gossiping. But sometimes we do have to have conversations about some of our teammates. So what have you experienced about that before?
I think the one part about talking about someone, there has to be a goal at the end.
Right.
You know, like maybe they don't work with me, they work with you, and there's a situation we need to talk about. So how can we help them versus talk about them? Didn't that feel good? Let's go have another hamburger. No, you don't do it at their expense. You do it for their experience.
Yes.
And that's what I've found. It's one or the other. It's not, you know, together. It's black and white.
Well, and I think too, one of my experiences have been that people are really quick, leaders are really quick to come and talk about somebody. And usually my first question is, well, what did they say when you addressed this with them? Oh, well, I haven't really addressed it with them yet. Aha. Okay. That I think needs to be the first. Make sure that your first conversation is to that person that you're trying to, you know, maybe get them to the next level. Maybe you're trying to correct a bad habit or something. I don't know. But have that conversation to them first before maybe you have to seek outside counsel.
I think both could work really well, particularly if you don't know enough to have a meeting with Mary or Billy and you're finding out, well, I don't really know if that's the whole story, but to go put them on notice, like I'm going to go talk to you, another leader, and then, you know, we're going to gang up on Billy or Susie, that doesn't work.
Right.
But sometimes I don't have all the information. And I've learned the hard way in talking with them. You're like, oh, so I kind of gave them the clue we're looking at things, or where there's a situation, they want to know more about that than actually helping us. But I think the real key for talking about people or with people, first might be better. Like, I want you to know that didn't go well. I'm gonna ask around a little bit. I'll get back to you here in 2 days. And then you got to do that as a leader. You can't leave them hanging.
Right.
I mean, you're going to miss two nights of sleep and they're going to chew their cuticles. But I think talking about them might be more research. If it's gossip, there's really no saving that. That's just evil.
You know? Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that sometimes people are hesitant in making that first step to talk to somebody because, well, how are they going to respond here? And so I'm going to bang a drum that we've banged a lot of times. You have to be outside of your office, walking around, talking to your people.
Yes.
I think if it's just normal conversation, if people are used to you coming around, talking to them, then when you say, hey, we need to address something, it's not out of the ordinary. Right. You know, it's when I was in school, when you were in school, and it's still the same today, when it comes over the loudspeaker, you know, Greg Harris to the office, please. You know, everyone's like, ooh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You might be going down there.
How did you know that back then?
Yeah.
You didn't go to the same school as me. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, but it happens every school. It's universal.
It is, yeah.
And that's what happens, unfortunately, in the workplace, too, when you come by and say, hey, Greg, I need to see you in my office. Mm-hmm. You're like, and everybody else around you is like, ooh. But if the leader is just always out there walking around and just goes, hey, when you got a second, I need to chat with you for a quick minute. Then, oh, okay.
Right. Make it normal.
Right. It's a normal conversation.
I think that would be quite funny if we introduce that to our office settings or manufacturing settings or job sites over the intercom. Would Craig Owens please come to the principal's office? I mean, wouldn't people just crack up like, oh, I had this when I was in elementary school.
And again, you get the, ooh. Yeah.
What did you do wrong?
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of fun as a leader. Hey, would you, Craig, come to the principal's office? And it was a good thing.
Yes. Absolutely.
That'd be fun. So instead of waiting for the negative, the hammer, the issue,
right.
Why don't you do the same thing the other way? Like flip the coin. Hey, got a good call. Come on in the office. Oh, hey, I got a call. Come on in the office. I mean, it would be very easy to use both,
right.
You know, the positive and the negative. But I just think it'd be hilarious to have in your employer, you know, over the intercom. Yeah, would Craig Owens please come to the front desk? Oh, what did I do? And it, just make it normal. I like the walking around part.
Yes.
I do think sometimes our diabolical nature that we can drop into as leaders sometimes is, I wouldn't mind just talking about this guy for a minute before I go address it.
Yeah.
Well, is that other person going to think highly of Billy? No.
Right.
Not the way we do it.
Right.
And that's the sad part. We're going to actually hurt their reputation and their character,
yep,
potentially, or even involvement,
right,
in the company if we do it wrong. But gossip is so darn easy.
Right.
I know you've had a couple cultures that you've been a part of organizations and you're like, whew, this is going to be difficult to make it a good experience if someone's, you know, because when you walk up, they're not talking. You're like, okay, they were just talking about me.
Well, and so this is my real simple definition of gossip, is talking about something or someone on a level where nothing can be resolved.
Mm.
So
that's good.
Hopefully I've already been in a conversation with a team member. And if I'm still stumped on, okay, well, they don't appear to be getting it, or we're not making any progress here.
Right.
I might need to talk about them to somebody else who has some experience. It might be a previous supervisor, or it might be somebody who's really skilled in HR, or somebody that I think, hey, you're a really good communicator, and I think that my communication's not getting through. So can you maybe share with me an idea of, is there a different way I can approach the subject?
Yeah.
I think I'm having that conversation, but it's so that it can fuel a better conversation to that person. I'm not just talking about them behind their back because I don't want to talk to them.
Ooh.
It's saying I've already talked to them and I'm still struggling. It just doesn't feel like things are connecting. So let me go talk over here to get some help
so you,
I can come back.
You brought up some of the notes prior to this as we were planning. It's one thing to say, I'm going to go talk to someone lateral just to get a little feedback on Billy or Susie. You also could say, you know, it could be a need to have maybe like a mentor, a coach, someone come in and consult us, right, on what do we do to make the situation better. I find my own experiences as well. If someone wants to talk about someone, they really don't want to resolve it.
Mm. Yes.
I don't have the capacity to carry all that. That's just what I've learned the hard way. But some love the, you know, hey, what'd you find out today?
Yeah.
Well, they were looking for good. They're looking for bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the walking around, you know, why are you walking around is really a question. Is it walking around to get to know them, or is it walking around to catch them doing something wrong?
Right.
And those are two different roles. But
absolutely,
I think the constructive help, you know, versus critical. You kind of spoke about that in some of the notes before this, so that there has to be a benefit to either talking with or talking about, to talk with.
Yes.
A constructive piece, like let's get them back on track.
Right.
Versus, oh, that felt good to share a little dirt about them.
And right.
That doesn't go anywhere well.
Well, I like Jesus talked about, when he used the analogy of him being a shepherd and the people being a sheep. And he said, the sheep know the shepherd's voice, which tells you that the shepherd is out among the sheep. But I think it's the same way. I think the shepherd knows the sheep's voice. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. Yeah. And I think that's the reason why we walk around, is because then you can catch something like, off, like, boy, I just heard them on the phone when I walked by. They seem a little down. or they seem a little agitated. Mm-hmm. You know, do I need to step in there? It's both. Then I want you to hear my vision. I want you to hear what I think. So I want you to know my voice. I want to hear your voice because I want to try to head some things off. And so, again, I think if you're out there walking around and you've got your team's best interest at heart, you're trying to catch them doing something right, not something wrong, that when you do say, hey, there's something we need to address here, that they're ready to go. You know, like the, I don't know who said this first. I love this one, that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right.
So if people really know that you care about them, then they'll receive something from you, even if it's a hard word, even if it's a bit of a correction.
Yeah.
They'll say, they might get initially upset, but then say, you know what? But that leader of mine has a consistent track record of always trying to help. And so then I think that the conversations to that person, with that person, will flow much easier.
If we can dabble a smidgen on, like, there's a reason to talk with or about someone to develop them. Part of it's there's got to be a plan, but it has to also be the ethos of your organization.
Yes.
You know, it's not about we're just going to go run people over with a bus.
Right.
It's we're going to pick them up with a bus.
Yep.
That's totally different. But I think that plan, have you had experiences where you're like, I don't know where this is going to go, but I have to have some sort of plan with this person, Billy, Susie, whoever it is. You're like, I don't want to ignore it. And I want to have an outcome where we can see them climb back out or whatever it happens to be. What is
Well, I think that has to start with the vision casting for the whole organization. Why is the whole organization here? What is it that we are going to do? What are we aiming for? What's our pole star that's keeping us on pace? Because then when you come back from that, then you can begin to identify behaviors that maybe don't fit into that. You could say, I need to give some training so that you can help us move toward that goal that we're shooting for. So that's, I think that's where the overall plan starts is what's the vision for the whole organization. Now, if your whole plan is just, hey, we're just here to earn money. We just want to crank out profits. That's all we care about. Well, then that means that your people that are there are just cogs in the machine. Yeah. So, you know,
what's the value?
So we could take this whole conversation and just throw it out the window if that's the case.
Right.
But if you say, no, our organization, yeah, we got to make money to keep moving this thing along. But ultimately, this is what we want to do in our community. This is how we want to help our clientele that we work with. Okay, if that's the case, then I have to look at my teammates saying each one of them are an invaluable piece to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And if that's what I truly believe about them, that will come through in my interaction with them.
Yeah.
So even though I have to call you in or I have to kind of a one-on-one conversation with you about something that might be a little challenging, you know that it's because I care about you.
Mm-hmm. The culture has to be something that people embrace so that talking with or about actually makes sense to move the parade down the road.
Right.
If we're using it I've been around a couple people that have used these talks as sort of the thumb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had this talk before. We did?
Or if they go back over there, we've had the talk. Let me tell you the dates and times we had all these
talks. I talked to your supervisor, your manager, and your vendor, and your customer. I mean, well, you've had talks about me, but you haven't actually talked to me.
Right.
There's where you have lost your leadership.
Yes.
Because they're going to go, toodaloo, I'm not listening to you.
Yep.
And I think the part about gossip, I've been around a couple people, and it's very uncomfortable. Even if you're not in the middle of it, it really reduces trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have trust, even if we're giving them some truth, they're like, you messed with me the last time. You shouldn't have done that. Or I know what you did to my buddy and he's no longer here.
Yep.
And so trust is so critical to avoid the gossip.
Yep.
Trust is exponentially increased if we actually use this well.
Yep.
So I think that's the part we have to, as leaders, is don't get caught or hooked with that. Yeah, it feels kind of good to talk about him. He's been kind of a thorn in our flesh for a while. Well, it's on us then.
Yes.
For a while?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if we're not walking around and like, hey, Billy, I saw you do that again. What do you think? Yeah, sorry about that. All right, well, then next time, you know, Maybe we don't say, I'm sorry about that. We'll just say, okay, what's the consequence?
Sure.
Which when you gossip, there is no consequence.
Right.
They don't know what to change. They don't know what they need to develop
right.
or correct.
Right.
And so we've really become not influential as a leader.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what I would say to you leaders is think about it this way. Do you want your team members talking about you? Or do you want them come talking to you?
Yeah, that's good.
That, you know, that's, yeah. we've got to do it that way. And I think here's how I think I've handled it the other way. When somebody has come into my office and, you know, sometimes if they come in with their list like this, you're like, oh, you've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, this dates right? back how many years?
And so they come in and they say, I got some things to share with you. And they share it. I always say this. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. You've obviously thought about this for quite a while. Would you give me the privilege of thinking about what you just said? I jotted down a couple of notes here. Give me a little bit of time to process what you said. And can we get together at the end of the week? And then I'd like to get back with you. I don't want to respond right now just off the top of my head because you've thought about it. So give me an opportunity to think about it. Well, then let's flip that around. If I go to talk to one of my team members and I'll say, you know, now I've been thinking about this for a while and this might be new for you. Here's what I've noticed that I'd like to see a change, or I'd like to see help you with this. This is your first time hearing this.
Right.
I'm going to give you some time to process this. So can you think about this and let's get back together in a couple of days and we'll talk about it more then.
There's a slight spelling difference, but a response isn't quite as important as I like to be responsible in my response.
Yeah.
Like, so I want to be responsible first, not like yes. response, like yeah. just hammer him. You know, it feels right. so good to hammer him. It's like, oh, but he's broken now. Now,
right.
now what?
Right.
We can't put Humpty Dumpty back together. The gossip side helps us, hurts them. The talking with helps us as well because we're patient. We process. We don't get, well, 3 years ago, you kind of did something like that as well. And you're like, 3 years ago, who's keeping score? I mean,
right.
I don't even know if I played golf last week. But the transparency that I think handling this correctly, like we're trying to instruct here in content, transparency is, you know, we've all made mistakes, Bill, but, you know, this is something that has come up. Can we come up with a plan here by the end of the week? What do you think?
Right.
You know, versus, oh, corrective action, we're going to decide what you're going to do. Well, there's no buy-in. He wants his job.
Right.
You want to help them create, and hopefully there's not a Billy listening to this because it sounds bad, but, you know, they want some respect in this piece.
Yep.
You know, now sometimes you don't get that chance. You just go like that. You cannot do that again.
Oh,
but
sure.
But that's different than
right.
like, how
right.
do you develop the person?
Right.
You know, we're kind of guiding, you know, as we're parents, we're kind of guiding when they get older. We're not really guiding when they're five. You say, no, don't cross the road unless, you know, walking hands and check both ways, et cetera. Did you do that again to the dog? No, you can't do that. I mean, it's black and white, but this part here is really got some gray area about, does that person have the ability to correct?
Right.
You know, do they have enough talent to see it, insight to see it? It's a great privilege to be as a leader. Like, all right, so just to, you know, let's just tweak this a little bit. I think it'd be way more effective as one of our teammates.
And I find that very empowering to put the ball in their court first.
Yes.
I remember a time that I had to call in a couple of guys into my office and I just said, hey guys, listen, this is what I've noticed that's going on. I see it with you and it's becoming a kind of an instigation in your whole department. I'd like you guys to come back to me with a plan of how can you correct this? And what I appreciate was one of the guys came back to me pretty quickly and he had a piece of paper and he had written down a couple of things and he said, you know, I guess I don't really, I realize the need for a change and I don't really know what to do. And I said, well, would you be open to, I said, because I can think of this book off the top of my head. How about if I get a second copy, you and I read it together and talk about it. I think this book is right, you know, and he said, yeah, and I'd be open to that. The other guy came back and he had a very detailed plan written out. He said, I'd like to do this and that. And I didn't have to meet with him like on the regular one-on-ones. Yeah. I just said, let's just check in periodically.
Right.
And so that's, everybody's going to respond in a slightly different way, but they feel empowered because they're not like to use your analogy, wait a minute, I'm not five. You don't have to tell me what to do. I'm an adult here. Yes, that's how I want to treat you. I believe that you can come up with a plan, and I want to help walk through this plan with you.
Maybe go down memory lane with a story. I'm not sure exactly if this was maybe a camp you directed, or maybe this is something I remember. Maybe it was Joy Youth Center. We'll find out here in a minute. Where we would say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you can't do that. You can't talk that way. You need to respect, blah, blah, blah. Here's your punishment. Now, we're the adults. That's a youth. You get three youth together and say, come up with a penalty for him or her. They're doozies.
Yeah.
But then I think it was, we had to ask them, okay, so if you were in their shoes and you had three peers coming up with a doozy of a punishment, I'd be fine with it. No, I wouldn't want that. Okay, so we got to bring it down a little bit. I love it when they have a little say in it.
Absolutely.
Because it's not a test. It's an indicator.
Yes.
Like, do they get it? Are they in it? And there's a quote that's kind of interesting. Gossip is easy to state. It's heavy to carry and hard to stop. Mm-hmm. And that's when we do that as leaders, or you see it in a meeting, I've unfortunately let it go where we started to kind of ruin the person's reputation around the table. They weren't there. And then other times we're like, hey, you know, it would be better for us just to call them in and say, let's meet, you know, because we're pontificating and guessing, but we can come up with it. But if they're not participating in it, all we're doing is giving them assignments.
Yep.
And really what we need is we need to develop them. And I think that is just one of my favorite words for leaders is developing others.
Absolutely.
Some sort of cool sentence, but it's, yeah.
And trusting that they are going to get better. They're going to receive that.
Right. And they don't... Some people need a hammer. Most people love carrots. You know, hold it out there, motivate them. The hammer is almost like we've tried the carrots three times and now we're doing hammer. But maybe at that point they'll come up with their own reason to leave. But I love the title. You know, talking with and talking about, they're really not the same.
No.
And as leaders, we don't want people talking about us either.
Right.
We'd want them to come to us and say, hey, you know, I got an idea. Would you have 5 minutes? But it's just a privilege to be in leadership. And it's very tempting to gossip.
Yes.
But there's no plan in it either.
Right. Know, so. Well, leaders, listen, it is, as Greg said, it is a privilege to be a leader. But with those privileges come responsibilities on the other side of that. And we want to help walk you through this. Maybe you're at a spot where you're struggling a little bit. Boy, I've got a teammate and I just don't know how to handle this. This would be a great place to bring in an outside coach, somebody who's not on your team. They're not emotionally invested. And if you share with a coach what's going on in your team, it's not going to impact that other person's reputation or hurt them that way. So if you want to go to Maximize Leadership, we have a great page on there about coaching. You can see some of our coaches and their areas of expertise, but especially down at the bottom of the page, just fill out the form there. Say, here's my situation. Here's what I'm struggling with. And then we can help match you up with a coach that can help you walk through this. We want you to really grow and excel as a leader, because we know that when you do, everybody around you is going to get better. The whole community is going to get better. And so if we can continue to raise up leaders, we're going to see everybody get better. So follow us on YouTube. If you haven't already, subscribe and click the bell so you're notified. We've got these full-length episodes of the Craig and Greg Show. Greg's got some periodic max minutes, some real quick hitters for you that are going to help you with your leadership as well. And we want to make all those resources available to you. So reach out to us in other ways as well and let us know if you got questions, comments, topics that you'd like us to cover. We want to be able to help you out. Stay tuned. Lots more great stuff coming your way soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.